Many consider Prague's public transport system one of the best in Europe, but there could soon be cuts to services in the city, including a proposal to end metro services after midnight. Even though the approval of this cost-cutting measure is still pending, many Prague residents are outraged at the possibility that the last metro trains could leave earlier. Sarah Barufka has the details.
After reading that the last metro every night might soon be cut by ROPIT, the Prague Integrated Transportation Authority, activist and Green Party member Teresa Vandrovcová decided to fight against the measure. She founded a protest group on the social network Facebook in early January. In less than 3 weeks, almost 26,000 people joined the group.
It's not clever to cancel fully loaded train, and last metro train is always fully occupied. I know that money situation is bad and they must save the money on public transportation, but why they want to cancel something like Midnight Underground? It's nonsense for me.
The cost-cutting measure is motivated by ROPIT's stated aim of cutting costs by 5% this year. According to the Transport Authority spokesman Philip Drapal, the last metro is at 50% of its capacity most of the time, making it a good option to be cut. But he stresses that the proposal has not even been approved yet.
Of course, the last metro will always be a bit fuller than the one before that. Unfortunately, these people don't even know what they are protesting against. The proposition has not been decided on or approved, so any protest at this moment is simply pointless.
Despite the fact that it is merely in the proposal stage, the potential reduction of late-night transport is an issue that angers many Prague residents.
I think they shouldn't get rid of it. I think they should even extend the service because a lot of people use night metros, including me.
The night metro should stay. A lot of people, including me, use it to return home from their late shifts. And without it, we wouldn't be able to make later connections.
The proposal will be discussed with town hall representatives next week. Jiří Wolf, the spokesman of Prague Town Hall, says this is just one of many possible cost-cutting measures.
The Integrated Transport Authority and the Prague Public Transport Company meet several times a year, so this is nothing out of the ordinary. This is another meeting, and if we will discuss some changes to cut costs, then they won't be the kind that would significantly affect Prague residents.
City Hall spokesman Jiří Wolf talking there to our reporter Sarah Barufka. Now, Finland.